Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. Yotze Isha Bechutei Seir. A woman's allowed to go out with strands of hair. Bein Mishala, whether it's hers, Bein Mishal Chaverta, or her friend, somebody else, Bein Mishal Behema, even if it's from an animal. We're talking about strands of hair that she would use to braid in her hair. The reason that this is mutter, Masha Enkein, if one would have strands of wool or linen, that's usher, because these things, the Rav explains, don't tie as tightly, so she would even be allowed to go into the mikveh wearing these things because they were looser. So we're not afraid she's going to take it off in Rosh Hashanah because she has to go for a tefillah shel mitzvah. Mashenkin, and the other things, they're much tighter and the water wouldn't enter them and she would have to. Uvatoitefes uvesan butin bisman shein tfurin. But she can go out in Rosh Hashanah with that toitefes that we said, like it sits, it's like a front plate, or san butin, which is those strands that sometimes would hang off the svacha on her rosh, off that little head covering. Because now that it's tied, we're not afraid that she's going to take it off. Bekovul uvepeya nachris l'chotzer. But a kovul, which is a cap, uvepeya nachris, a peya nachris is a shetel, l'chotzer. She can go out with a chotzer, but she cannot go out into Rishis Arabim. Now really, these things should be no different. We didn't mention a kovul in the past, that a kovul is one of the things that dafka she can't go out to Rosh Hashanah, but a chotzer she can, and also peya nachris, obviously we see here that she can too. Both of them you can do in a chotzer. Why? Because we do want the woman to look nice for their husbands. So in the chotzer, they're allowed to wear certain items. This peya nachris, the Rav explains, was specifically for women that didn't have a lot of hair, so they would take other women's hair and use it as a wig. So therefore, we didn't have to mention it in the previous Mishnah because it was pashut, because there was more concern she would take it off because she would be embarrassed. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov explains. B'mochshe ba'ozno, this is like a little cotton ball that's put in her ear to absorb moisture. U'v'mochshe ba'sandalo, or if she puts like a cotton ball or something like that in her sandal. U'v'mochshe iskina l'nidasa, or she puts something to absorb her dam nida, similar to like a tampon. Ba'pilpel, pepper, u'v'gargir melch, and salt in her mouth. U'v'chol davar shetita l'toch pia, and all things she puts in her mouth. The pepper was used for bad breath. The gargir melech was put, the Rav explains, because let's say she had toothaches. All these things, if they're necessary for her, they're considered a tachshit. Uvilvad shelo yisitein lechatchila b'Shabbos. But she can't put it in for the first time on Shabbos. What's the reason? So Tosfos says, because it looks like she's just using this as an excuse to really carry it. So she's going to say, oh, I want to go to carry some salt through Rishus HaRabim, so I'm just going to put it in my mouth. And Tosfos Yom Tov also says that all these other cases, the moich also would apply that you can't put it lechatchila on Shabbos. Now what does it mean you can't do lechatchila? It means that it's usur only if you didn't put it in your mouth before Shabbos at one point. The Mefarshim explain that even if you put it in your mouth before Shabbos, or had these other things on before Shabbos, or put the cotton ball in the sandal before Shabbos, even if you actually took it out, let's say on Shabbos you removed it, you can still then put it back in. That's not what's called titen lechatchila b'Shabbos. Titen lechatchila b'Shabbos, that's usur, is if you never put it in right before Shabbos, and this is the first time you're putting it in, happens to be on Shabbos. That's where it's also lechatchila. Vim nafal, in all these cases, if it falls, and the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, it means if it falls on the ground, loy sachzer. Only then can you not put it back in, because there's more of a concern that you're going to carry it dalat amas. Now, all these cases is mutter, as opposed to other cases, because, even though it's for sure d'oraisa mutter, even d'rabbanan it's mutter, because we're not afraid that in all these cases, one is going to carry it dalat amas, like the Rav explains, because they're just not like the moch vernida, it's something that's disgusting, or... And the other things, as long as they're tied in or stuck well into where they're supposed to be, we're also not afraid. Because even if they do fall out, these are not chashuva items. Mishnah continues, Shein toisevis. This is a fake tooth. V'shein shel zav. This is a golden tooth. It also sounds like it was also portable. But it sounds like it was the person's own tooth that got very dark. And they would cover it with gold. And then he put it into his mouth. Rebbe Matir. Rebbe holds it's mutter to go out. Because nobody's going to take it out in Rishus HaRabim. Not the type of thing you want to show your friend. V'chachamim oisim, the chachamim still aser it. Because for that very reason that we're afraid that if somebody goes and sees it, he's going to take it out of his mouth and carry it to Al-Anamas B'Rishus HaRabim. The Rav says, Allah is like the chachamim.